The Northern Territory Government has today signed off on a licence for the Northern Gas Pipeline, which will transport gas 600 kilometres from Tennant Creek to Mount Isa. The company, Gemina, says it means construction can get underway soon. But the approval has those opposed to hydraulic fracturing of gas concerned. The current plan for the pipeline is only to transport conventional gas, but as Gemina confirmed again to the ABC today, it wants to expand the pipeline so it can transport fracked gas as well. Stephanie Zillman reports.
A territory-wide moratorium on fracking stands in the way of Gemina's long-term plans for buying and selling gas from the NT. With the Northern Gas Pipeline licence now a done deal, construction is imminent, and the company behind the major project is making no secret of the fact it is already looking beyond the 10-year agreement to transport conventional gas. Northern Gas Pipeline Project Director Jonathan Spink.
The NGP is really there to ensure that Territory gas, the gas reserves there, can get to the East Coast. So there's enough gas at the moment to fill the Northern Gas Pipeline, and then for an expansion to happen and continue through to Wallumbilla, those reserves would need to be expanded to maximise the amount of gas that can be transported.
Gemina is conducting a feasibility study on extending the pipeline to Wallumbilla, northwest of Brisbane. The plan would extend the lifetime of the pipeline, but the gas would have to come from fracked supplies. Jonathan Spink again.
It's also contingent on the moratoriums in the territory being lifted, so the gas source needs to be available to fill the pipeline, but we're hoping that that's soonish.
Today, the NT's Minister for Primary Industry and Resources said the government is standing by its election commitment to support an independent inquiry into fracking in the territory, and its moratorium on the controversial practice wouldn't budge until the results are in. Minister Ken Vowles.
We have no predetermined outcomes. We're not preempting any decision. We're basing it on science, and this decision around the Northern Gas Pipeline has nothing to do with that process.
Minister Vowles wouldn't comment on whether approving the pipeline licence meant the infrastructure would therefore exist for a future fracking industry.
You know, this is excess gas that's from the Blacktip field in the Bonaparte Gulf. So this is excess gas that the Territorians don't use whatsoever. So this was a contract by the previous government to supply gas for 10 years over to Gladstone, and that's where the gas going through that pipeline will come from.
The NG government's approval of the pipeline licence has caused deep concern for those opposed to fracking. Naomi Hogan from Lock the Gate NT said the government was undermining its own independent inquiry.
An independent inquiry currently underway should not be undermined by an approval for infrastructure that could drive fracking gas fields across the territory.
Lock the Gate says it's concerned the NT government hasn't definitively said fracked gas will never flow through the Northern Gas Pipeline. Naomi Hogan again.
The problem with this pipeline is that the overseas owners have said they support the opening up of the territory to fracking so they can make more money out of this pipeline. It's up to the Northern Territory government to be the one to put on the brakes there and say this pipeline will only be able to carry conventional gas, not fracked gas.
The concerns about a future fracking industry in the territory are mirrored by traditional owner Nancy Husen, who says water should be the first priority.
We're all sharing the water. We drink the water from the same water underneath the ground. And this is why we're worrying about that fracking would go and destroy our drinking water.
Traditional owner Nancy Husen ending that report by Stephanie Zillman.